Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, hey, hey. Vegas Fever Podcast. We're back. We're alive. It's been a while. Here we are. Same faces, new places, I guess. We get to look at each other, which is fantastic. The New Vegas Fever Podcast, now a part of the Hockey Podcast Network, THPN. So please go ahead and follow them at HockeyPodNet, I believe. Should probably double check that. At HockeyPodNet, the Hockey Podcast Network. I want to make sure I had the handle correct. So, Paul is there.
Hi.
How are you doing over there?
Good.
Well, it's been a while, so I need to recap a whole bunch of Vegas sports as soon as I get to the banner. So there we go. Kind of covers our name, which kind of sucks. So, it's been a little while. We got a defending Stanley Cup champion hockey team that's 7-0, 7-0-0.
I do just want to bring up, we have a new logo.
Yes, it's beautiful. It's at the top of our page if you're watching us on YouTube, at the Vegas Fever Podcast on YouTube. It's great. It's not called Twitter anymore. So I'm not tweeting it out. I guess I'm posting it or whatever they say. I'll have to post it along with our show. So that everybody
gets... I didn't even think about it. Yeah, it's not tweeting anymore, right? Yeah, no.
No, it's posting. I don't like it. It was fine the way it was. I don't know why they went away from it, but, you know, hey, people with way more money than we have make decisions. Golden Knights, 7-0-0. They were just able to, by the skin of their teeth, take down the Philadelphia Flyers last night at T-Mobile Arena. Shea Theodore with 31 and a half seconds left. Paul Cotter scored a key goal as well. And the Golden Knights improved to what continues to be the best record in the NHL, the best record for a team that is defending their title. So
my question to you is, just right before you get into stats and all that, is did you think they would come on this strong of a start? Like, were you confident in that? No. Okay.
No. There's usually a hangover coming into the next season. And there just hasn't been. Like, the regular season the summer has been the shortest for Vegas. They haven't really had one. So you go on the tour with the cup, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, it's time for camp. And that's usually where the hangover happens, because you're really just, you're still on that mountain. You're still high from winning. And they haven't come down in a way that affects them negatively on the ice. They have just been amazing. I mean, there's just no other word for it. They haven't stopped. And you could say that the schedule is not really that hard, but
I almost think that maybe it's extra proof. They want to prove themselves, because I don't know. I've seen some tweets and some, well, posts and rumblings that it's just like, they'll be a one and done team.
Yeah, there's a lot of that with just about every team that win the Stanley Cup. You can't lose that fire, and you can't lose that hunger and the will to just keep getting them. You know, one isn't good enough. You want to get two and three. This is the window to do it. So I think that they've kept themselves hungry. What did you think about the start? Did you think that they'd be able to get off to this kind of start?
After watching preseason, no.
Yeah, I know. The preseason has always been kind of a thorn for the Golden Knights, honestly.
I mean, I don't remember it being as bad in previous years, but I didn't think they would be 7-0, no. But I thought that they would be working hard to show they belong where they belong.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
because even though they're champions, a lot of people are still shitting on them.
Yeah, the naysayers and the keyboard warriors haven't really been able to attack the Golden Knights yet, but they're always around.
They're right there waiting.
and you know who I really don't feel bad for? Edmonton is 1-5 right now. They're off to kind of a rough start. Connor McDavid is dealing with some kind of injury, but they're off to a really tough start, and I really don't feel bad. I didn't see it coming. A lot of people have picked them to win the division, Pacific Division, maybe even the West, rightfully so. That series with the Golden Knights in the second round last year was the toughest for Vegas, including the Cup Final. So I thought that they would bounce right back. Look, the crappy start doesn't really show the entire year, but it's concerning for sure, especially with McDavid being hurt. I mean, Vegas has just continued to do their thing. They've been absolutely great at it. I was going to ask you if you thought that the Golden Knights would make it to the playoffs this year. That was going to be a question. If we had done the show a little bit earlier, I would ask, but I guess we still can.
I think they will. Do you?
Yeah, I think they're not only, you know, our playoff team. I mean, they could probably take the Pacific and the West again and be right there in the Cup Final. I mean, they lost basically nobody. I mean, well, Riley Smith, they lost, which he's doing great things in Pittsburgh so far. But that, you know, it was really a deal with his age and money. And you think, well, he's not really that old. Well, in hockey years, he is. And he was, out of the three guys, he was the one who probably they could say, you know, that management can say wasn't going to produce the most with Carlson and Marchessault. So they made a decision and they gave it to Ivan Barbashev, and Ivan Barbashev has dealt with a little bit of criticism about the way he's played, but he had a good game last night. It basically, the money that they were going to give Riley, they gave to Ivan Barbashev, and I like that they were able to keep him. They basically have the same team. I think they could do the same thing, which is great. Nevada Day is Friday, and that means the Golden Knights will play a matinee.
I thought it was November 1st.
No, October 27th is Nevada Day.
It's a long day.
Yes, and it's been long weeks, long months. The Golden Knights will wear white, and they will play at 3 o'clock West, 6 o'clock our time. So it'll be nice to actually see a game.
We won't be home, but we'll be able to see it when we get back.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be nice to be able to have the opportunity. You know what I mean? Like the Golden Knight, you know, the Golden Knights were a part of this NHL frenzy.
It's not until 11 o'clock our time, right?
Right, exactly. And the thing about that is that it just doesn't work when you know that's the crappy thing about living on the East Coast as a West Coast teams fan. It's crappy, but you make do. And you watch a lot of highlights, you watch a lot of games the next day, you know, you just make it work the best you can. We've been busy. It's been an extended summer for us, a lot going on.
We took a break, a much needed break, and we found a new fun network to work with, and we wanted to rebrand and we have kids, and we've been busy.
Yes, we have. Part of it was that I really didn't want to start a new show with a new network with the old logo. It's kind of like a clean, clear sweep. And, you know, we put this one in, and it needed to be just perfect. And it is, it just suits us perfectly. So, we're very thankful for, Kyle at Vegas Varsity. I just ran, the scroll across the bottom for those watching on YouTube. I will have Paula talk to you about Vegas Varsity.
Yes. Go check out his website, vegasvarsity.com. You can use our code VFP10. You get 10% off your entire order, including sales. He has really cool t-shirts and hats for UNLV, Knights, Raiders, some local, there's the baseball too, right? He does?
He has done some of that stuff. He also does. Yeah. There's school sports.
And it's just different things. If you want to show your shirt real quick, are you wearing it?
Day one.
And then the whole speech is on the back. Yes, just unique stuff you can't get in stores, and his prices are really good and the quality is excellent. So again, use our code VFP10 and go check out vegasvarsity.com.
Yeah. Kyle over there did our logo. So, I mean, you can kind of see what he's about. I mean, he's a perfectionist.
Not only that, but the coach of UNLV wears his stuff quite a bit.
Not just the basketball coach either. For that matter.
Oh, the football coach is wearing his stuff? I know.
The basketball and football staff have been seen wearing. And
I just seen another picture of Kevin Kruger wearing something else pretty recently, over the last week or two. So.
Yeah, so it was my understanding that Kyle was able to send the staff some things, which is great for him. And it's great.
Absolutely. He deserves it. And it's a great quality. And like I said, stuff that you won't find in Fanatics and Amazon and all that stuff. So.
Absolutely. On that note, I think we should switch gears. UNLV. It's not just a basketball town, Las Vegas anymore. The UNLV football team is bowl eligible for the first time in October forever, basically. I had sent some posts or tweets. I really want to call them tweets. I don't really
think just call them tweets because that's what they are. So
okay. I sent out some tweets about the last time that UNLV won 6 ball games this early in the season. 1984, which was a big year for UNLV. They ended up vacating wins because of violations. That's not – UNLV is not a stranger to that, but this was football that did it, so it was kind of weird. They ended up vacating wins, but 1984 and 1979, UNLV wasn't even – I think they were an independent. I don't even think they were Division I yet, or they had just switched to Division I in 1979. So UNLV football has 4 bowl appearances all time. It's 2013, 2000, 1994, and 1984, and they're 3-1 in bowl games. I guess 2-1 because of the vacated victory, which is a part of that all that stuff that happened in 84. UNLV is an uncharted territory, but what people don't understand in Las Vegas, so living in the Southeast, living in the Carolinas, and being able to go to games in Tennessee and really realizing what the culture and environment is in big time football, different conferences, is UNLV was always playing in a big pond as a little fish. And now what UNLV has done is they have eaten a whole bunch of other little fish to become medium sized. That's what they've done. They hired Barry Odom, who was at Arkansas last year. He was at Arkansas for the last couple of years. He was their defensive coordinator. And he comes over. That's a SEC school. So the same conference as Tennessee, right? So before that, he was the head coach at Missouri. He was that Missouri is in the same conference as Tennessee. So what you have here is not just Tennessee, Alabama, you know, et cetera. Okay. So what you have is you have big time football coming over from coming from a big conference to a conference that's not, not so big. You know, I mean, your teams like Boise State and Nevada, New Mexico, like who really gives a crap, right? But this guy has a pedigree and he brings over a staff with him who knows some of them are from the SEC and other big conferences and they know how to win. And that's exactly what you've gotten here. So UNLV lost to Michigan, and which is one of the best teams in the country, and they haven't lost otherwise. So you win the games you're supposed to. You know you're going to lose a couple.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out. Okay, I need to have my own little setup over here next time because I'm trying to get the phone to stay and it's not. So that's why I'm moving a lot.
Maybe we should try a tablet. Maybe we should try a tablet and kind of set you up with. It's got the stand.
You know, yeah, because not.
So that long, huge thing that I said. Is basically it's just amazing. It's just absolutely unbelievable what he's done, what they've done. And people really still haven't come out to Sam, so I was going to say Sam Boyd, to Allegiant Stadium and seen them. So, which is kind of a shame because they're doing so well. I mean, they're going to be in a bowl game. They're in uncharted territory. You know, you just got to get out there. You just got to get out there and see them and support them. It's just been really cool to watch the journey. And they'll play Fresno State this Saturday night in Fresno. It's a really important game. So UNLV has like never really had an important like Mountain West game that could determine if they're going to go to the Mountain West championship game because it's never been talked about in Las Vegas because it just hasn't ever like happened. But there is a Mountain West championship game, and it's at the school's site that has the best winning percentage. Okay, so UNLV could realistically host a championship game. They could also code to send championship game. The championship game used to it's kind of weird. As college football has evolved, the Mountain West championship game kind of just gets lost. But there is that. So, I mean, they've got five games left. I mean, there's a tough games. So not just Fresno State at the top of the conference, Air Force at the top of the conference, Wyoming at the top of the conference. You know, you're going to have to go to Colorado Springs in November. That's not fun. That's going to be cold. It's not. Luckily, you get Wyoming in Las Vegas because Laramie, Wyoming is not fun either, but you don't have to go to both. So, I mean, UNLV's got a shot. I guess that is the point of that rambling. On the hardwood, Rebel basketball is gearing up for their season in a couple weeks. They will start with Southern at the Thompson Mack Center. I believe that's November 8th. And then on November 11th, Anderson Hunt is finally going to get his number retired and up into the rafters at the Thompson Mack Center. It should have happened a long ass time ago. I mean, he was the MVP of the 1990 Final Four. So you think about like all the guys that were on that team, right? So, you know, Larry Johnson, Stacey Augmon.
Right.
You know, Greg Anthony. I mean, all those guys are up there, you know, and he's not, and he should be, and he's going to be. And so I'm really, you know, really, really happy for him. He's real big on social media. He's always talking up Rebel basketball. He's been known to wear some Vegas varsity stuff himself.
So, really?
Yeah. And also Kyle over there at Vegas varsity has a shirt about him made in his honor. So, I mean, yeah, it's really, really cool.
So is the next, sorry to interrupt you, is the next night's game Friday or is there one tomorrow?
Friday.
Okay. So that's one is the Friday, the early game.
Yeah. Yeah. The early game will be Friday. That'll be the next Golden Knights game. And they can try and go 8-0, which would be fantastic. So with UNLV back to that, Kevin Kruger is in year three. there's kind of a lot of there, you know, there's kind of a big conversation going around that if he doesn't make it to any kind of postseason tournament, he's going to get fired.
I agree.
And I can see that. And
I don't want him to. I think he's a good coach, and I think he's brought a lot of stability to the program, but I think they will get rid of him if he doesn't produce.
I mean, I don't like it. It's the way that, you know, college athletics, the way that society is, everybody wants now. Everybody wants to win now. And I think that UNLV basketball is more than just a three-year rebuild. So Eric Harper, who's the AD at UNLV, he brings in Barry Odom for football, and Barry Odom is already doing good things in year one. That looks bad for Kevin Kruger because he's been there for 3 years and he's gotten essentially nowhere. Now
he's made improvements since.
No, he has, but he hasn't made it to any postseason play. And Barry Odom is going to be in postseason play in year one. And I know football is different than basketball, but those are the two biggest sports that that drive the athletic department. And you've got one that's going to be going to a bowl game, and the other one hasn't done anything in 10 years. And Kevin has a good enough team this year. I mean, you know, he's got, DJ Thomas, whose father played at UNLV 30 years ago. He's, you know, they've got Jalen Hill. They've got the Boone brothers. One of them needs a waiver. One of the Boone brothers, I think it's Keelan, needs a waiver. They've got a good team. They've got, you know, I mean, Luis Rodriguez is back. They've got Isaiah Cottrell. They have guys. I mean, if he doesn't do anything, he's probably
I hope not. Let's just hope they do good.
I hope not too, because Vegas. So like Vegas doesn't remember apparently like when the Rebels were good, you know, before the Golden Knights. A lot of people don't remember that.
Okay, because that was so long ago. Like I've been telling you, people need to get over like 35 years ago.
No, but that's my point. Is that it's been a long time, but when the Rebels are good, Vegas is better for it. It's just like college basketball is better, like on the West Coast, and like the town is just buzzing, and it's a good thing. Now, what I'd like to do is we've got another sponsor to talk about, DraftKings. The NFL season is going strong, and DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with an offer that's even stronger. You can bet $5 on any game this week to score $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweeter offer every game day this October. So, for instance, I was pulling up some lines here. So you've got, and this is just interesting to me, you've got the Buccaneers tomorrow night going to play the Buffalo Bills in the NFL, and the Bills are 8.5-point favorites. So this is just a quick little tip for something that I've kind of, you know, come across and learned. 8.5 points. You think that Buffalo is going to beat Tampa by 8.5 points, and they may, This is not Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the game is in Buffalo. You think it's going to be cold. It's not going to be cold. It's actually going to be quite nice there tomorrow. If this game was on Sunday, it would be freezing, but it's not. So that actually gives the Buccaneers, in my opinion, a little bit better of an edge. Look, we don't know about, you know, Josh Allen, you know, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, his health. We don't know about that. This is obviously not Tom Brady's Buccaneers, but I do think that they keep it within 8.5. So that's a good little pointer for you guys. You know what I mean? It's just something to think about is all I'm saying. 8.5 points is a lot of points.
So what code can they use?
What's that?
The code?
Yes. So get in. First, I got to read this. Get in on the game day greatness. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers can score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet $5 on the NFL. That's code THPN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, KS, licensee partner, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 and over. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Sorry, Canada. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sports.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsibility gaming resources. So that's that whole long thing. What I mentioned about the Buffalo-Tampa Bay game is not betting advice. It's something to look at, is that you've got an 8.5-point spread, and you've got a team coming from Florida.
We don't want people saying we gave bad betting advice.
But you think about it. A team from warm and sunny Florida going to Western New York could be a problem in late October, but the weather is kind of more in Tampa's favor. Tampa's been playing good football, but not great football. Buffalo is one of the favorites, you know, in the AFC. So 8.5, you think about that. Is that too big of a number? Is it not? You know what I mean? Like, that could affect you're thinking, but hey, you bet how you like, not betting advice at all. So there's that. What else are we talking about? Oh, you know what? Little nuggets that we have to say. Congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. They are back-to-back NBA champions. So the Strip has seen three parades in a year, basically. Two by the Aces and one by the Golden Knights, and it's absolutely fantastic. The more parades, the better.
I think it brings nice morale to the people, to the locals there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, for the longest time, Vegas had nothing. Now they got champions left and right. You know what I mean? The Golden Knights are going to partner with the ice rink that is left. I think it's called like the Pepsi Center, Pepsi Ice Arena.
I don't remember.
It was always like, I remember it being like the Fiesta Ice Center, but I guess Texas and Fiesta Station are gone now in North Las Vegas over there in Rancho. So what they've done it, but they kept the ice arena, everything else is gone. So the Golden Knights are going to go in there and they're going to partner with them and they're going to bring, you know, their junior VGK program there. And they're also going to add another sheet of ice. So Vegas is going to have, I think, 8 or more sheets of ice. And I was just thinking about it. Like as a kid, we would go to, if we wanted to ice skate, which I didn't do much, but when we did, we would have to go to Santa Fe before they moved it to Fiesta. And besides Santa Fe, there was like the old Sahara Ice Center on Sahara, almost like past the Strip. It's like by like Maryland Parkway or something like that. So that was like it. Plus like when the Las Vegas Thunder played at the Thomas and Mack. So that would be like 3 sheets of ice. That's all you had. When the Golden Knights came, that's like all you had was T-Mobile and like a couple of ice centers around town. Now you've got like 8.
There was an ice center on Flamingo. Do you remember?
Yeah. And I think I might have that one mistaken for the one on Sahara. I think you're probably right. I think
it was on like Fort Apache, I think. I don't know. Or I don't remember. Maybe more Southwest.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just crazy the growth, you know, with the arena, you know, in Henderson. It's just crazy. I mean, you're going to have kids in 10, 15 years that are going to be playing hockey from Las Vegas left and right.
And because there's kids now that have only known hockey in Las Vegas, which I think is great.
Yep, and they integrated, you know, like tennis ball hockey into the PE classes in a lot of the Vegas schools. So it's kind of like when kids go for PE, that's one of the sports, you know, they don't just play basketball or kickball or football or baseball. That's one of the things they integrated into physical education there, which is great. So, I mean, can't speak enough about it. At the Golden Wife is what Paula is on Twitter or X or whatever the hell we're calling it. I think that's what I'm going to say about Twitter and X for the rest of my life. At the Golden Wife, at Vegas Fever Pod is me. Be sure and subscribe. It's been a while, but you know, we're going to get back on the horse. So, you know, stick with us, check us out. We're going to be back as soon as we possibly can, talking more about those Vegas sports. Baby, before we get out of here, you have anything else? Everything you like.
No, I was just going to say subscribe to your new Twitter. Well, our Vegas Fever Pod, because.
Yes. Yes.
We because have.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
We had a whole makeover, including Twitter. So please subscribe and follow his Twitter.
Yeah, it was just not made right. It was just all wrong. It had to be done. It had to be right.
And we were going to try to do this weekly. And let us know your thoughts and concerns. And we want to hear if you have any questions or if you want to add a comment, let us know.
Yeah, if I can get that going. Because we were able to do that a couple times. If we can get that going again, because I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, everybody, stay safe. Go Knights, go Rebels. Go Aces, go Vegas. We'll talk to you all again.
Bye.